Hello, ladies. Welcome to the Into a Milli Lady podcast. My name is Karina, and you can find me at Into a Milli on Instagram and YouTube. Now, this podcast is very diverse, and so is my content, where I talk about money, a woman, power, elegance, etiquette, how to be more classy, and all of the above and everything in between. In today's topic, we are covering etiquette, and more specifically, dinner etiquette. Now, before you go on saying this is a thing of the past, who does this anymore? Actually, anybody of status and importance and really manners does this, and you should too, especially if you are a classy, sophisticated lady. And if you're trying to go in that direction, you always want to be a strong woman that knows these simple things because they are very, very important. And it is very easy to tell somebody that does not know these basic things. Some of them might be basic and common sense. Others should be, but are not. I'm sure you have had this experience where there are so many cringeworthy moments where you see somebody do something as appalling as double dip into a common salsa dip or use their fork to pick up a piece of fruit or olive from a common plate or chewing loudly, things like that, things that seem so commonplace and really avoided, but for some reason people do this. This might be due to lack of education or just carelessness, but either way, they should be avoided. And I love to teach women how to be the best version of themselves, how to hold their head high, their back straight, and just be a woman of power in all shapes and forms, whether that is in business, in their confidence, in their classy, elegant lady attire, and just being high status, not necessarily in a materialistic way, but in a mental confident way where they are able to be in these settings and hold their own. I think us women should always be advancing to be the best version of ourselves because not only are we going to be attracting amazing events and people into our life, but that's how we progress. That's how we make and achieve bigger things. And especially if you are looking for a partner or for a mate or a boyfriend or a husband and you want somebody of, let's say, quality, they will notice if you don't take care of these things. They will notice bad manners. It is a nail on a chalkboard to people who are aware of this. And if you don't, sadly, you are very behind because you don't know what you don't know. To you, you might think this is not a big deal. No one really cares about this. But to anybody of quality who actually has manners and practices these things, it is quite a big deal, and it is a major turnoff, especially when a lady does not know how to do these things properly and does not behave in these lady-like ways. And fun fact, these decisions about you, these first impressions, these tiny little things get made up in a few seconds of looking at you and the things you do, the way you carry yourselves, the way you act, and this is very, very important. It might be old dying, but sadly, you just don't want to belong to that lower group that just does not know how to act and how to make people comfortable. The two reasons for etiquette is essentially to make people comfortable so you can be in any situation and just hold your own and just not stick out and make somebody feel cringeworthy or lose their appetite. For example, if somebody does use their fork in a common plate, I'm never gonna eat out of that plate. And I pay attention to these things, not because I'm watching everybody do it, but just because I notice these things, because that's how I was raised, that's how I was taught. Those are the things I continue learning. And to me, it's cringeworthy. And it lets you know a lot about the other person. If they're not respecting other people's kind of cleanliness, what else are they not respecting, right? And that's the one thing, comfort. Don't make people feel uncomfortable. And the second thing why we absolutely must know etiquette is because we don't want to embarrass ourselves. Why do we want to put ourselves in these situations where people look down at us for not knowing these simple things? It's plain old embarrassing, and a lot of times it's just, it's not it's cringeworthy, right? So if you're a classy lady, do pay attention to this, okay? Let's just do a typical dining walkthrough. Imagine that you have been invited to a luxurious event at the Four Seasons where there are going to be a lot of affluent people of class. How do you act? How do you contain yourself? What do you do, right? Well, the first thing is, I sure hope that you have the appropriate dress code. If you got an invitation to an event, and actually, let's give two scenarios. Let's say it's not necessarily a fancy event, but maybe a dinner date with somebody that finds interest in you and you find interest back into them. You want to have these manners as second nature. All of this should come as second nature. First, it might not. You might have to be a little bit more conscious about it, but eventually, it needs to be something that's just common to you, right? So either way, if you're on a date with a man or perhaps you're going to an event, dressing is very appropriate. Now, I make a lot of videos on YouTube on my channel about into a Millie Lady. I also have another podcast episode where I touch about how to not make yourself look like a plain Jane and how to actually stand out and appear sophisticated and beautiful and how to have that air of confidence to you. All of this goes into your appearance, and dressing the part is very, very important. You have to make sure that you're dressed for the occasion. I'm not going to go into specific details of this. I do have several videos on my channel about this and also other podcast episodes, how to look classy, how to avoid cheap fabrics, things like that. But most of all, just dress for the occasion. If the invitation says it's a cocktail dress, be sure to dress like that and not anything too casual and also not anything over the top. You don't want to make people feel uncomfortable and really show up as you're this super showy person that just takes away all of the attention, because that doesn't show confidence. That actually shows arrogancy, and it's just makes people feel uncomfortable. And you also don't want to show up in flip-flops and jeans when everyone else is dressed up nicely. So make sure that that is clear. And I sure hope that you also RSVP'd to the event. You have to RSVP as soon as possible. And if you can't make it, just say you cannot make it. Don't drag it on. And also, it is incredibly rude to ignore the invitation, because the host does have to plan for the amount of people there to really plan out the event, right? So let's say you RSVP'd, you're dressed in an amazing, beautiful, elegant outfit, and now you are approaching and there's a big group of people there. What you do in a big group of setting is typically the host will give instructions on when to sit down. If everybody is mingling and talking, the host will let you know when it's time to kind of approach your seat. And typically they do this by approaching their chair and standing next to it and waiting for everybody. And then when the host sits, so does everybody else. It's kind of like a guided situation, right? So you are now seated. What do you do? There will be a napkin, and you want to take this napkin and obviously put it on your lap. Some people ignore it and don't really use it, which is very strange. You always want to make sure it's on your lap. Don't tuck it in to your dress or shirt if you're male. That just looks strange. Just put it on your lap. And the thing is, when you walk to take a break, let's say you excuse yourself to the restroom, what you want to do with the napkin is don't put it on your table, put it on your chair. And the reason for that is it's probably dirty. If you used it to wipe your mouth or collect food particles, you don't want to be displaying that napkin for everybody to see. And then when the dinner is over, you also want to put it on your chair. Now, some people say you should put it on the table at different types of ways, but for me, preferably, I like to put it on my chair just because I just simply don't want to accidentally display anything that is not clean to the public. Imagine, especially if you have to excuse yourself earlier, you don't want any of the other guests to be looking at that. So I just prefer to put the napkin on the chair when I leave and also when I'm completed with my meal. So let's keep going through the story. Everyone's chatting, having a drink, and then the food arrives, right? The food arrives, and there's a lot of forks and utensils. Now, I'm not going to go through all the different fork types and how you should use them, but basically, if you don't know, just work from the outside to the inside. That is the best way to describe it, and just follow everybody else if you don't know what you're doing. But typically the rule is work from the outside in. And another thing to note is there, if you're in a big group setting, there might be a lot of glasses around and other miscellaneous objects on the table. And just know your portion. For example, if there's bread baskets set throughout the table and drinks, you should note that on the left side is where your bread basket will be, the one you should be taking from. And on the right side of you is going to be your drinks, such as your water glass, your champagne glass, your wine glass, all of the above. That's going to be on your right side. So that's going to prevent you from kind of accidentally sipping from another person's drink or taking the bread basket that is incorrect. An easy way to remember this is to take your index finger and your thumb on both hands and just make a circle, right? So on your left hand, you will see the letter B. On your right hand, you will see the letter D. It is a very common trick. So the B obviously stands for bread. So bread is on the left, and the D stands for drinks, which is on your right. So that's a really easy thing to remember. Then let's talk about when you're finished with your meal, what should you do with your actual utensils? This is such a common mistake, and it actually shocks me how people don't know about it, but to me it looks very strange. There's common signals within the restaurant that lets the wait staff know about kind of the pace of your meal, and when most people are complete, they just let their utensils either float on their plate or kind of on the table, which is not that great. It's a little bit, it's not pleasant, right? So the rule is when you pick up your utensils, they should never touch your table again. The part where you're eating it with, right? That just doesn't make sense. So when you're done with your meal, you want to place them parallel at the 4 o'clock position to your handle. So the handle is what you hold it by. So that should be at the 4 o'clock. And then the tines go upwards, and that's how you let the waitstaff know that you are done with your meal. And you don't have to worry about having your fork and knife be all over the place. Now, when people ask you to pass the salt, you should always pass the pepper with it. That is just a funny thing. People, if you say, "Can I have salt?" they just pass the salt, but salt and pepper are married, so you need to be passing them together, okay? Now, this is another cleanliness rule, and this is the one that is the worst for me, because if I see somebody do this, you bet that I'm never going to be touching that plate ever again, and that is somebody double dipping or using their own personal utensils for a common plate. So say there's hummus or some type of dip on the table, and if you take a chip or a piece of bread and you bite it off and then you dip it in again, it's just horrible, horrible manners. What you should do instead is serve yourself from the plate with the common spoon that is meant for everybody, and then dip however many times you want from your own plate. I've also seen people of all ages, for kids it's a little bit more acceptable because they're still learning, but I have seen grown adults do this, and that is take their own fork and then just go into a plate that is meant for everybody and eat directly from it. I think that is just super strange, or even place it on their own plate and eat from there. Your fork should not be touching the main dish for everyone. I think that is just such common sense, but for some reason people don't do this. It's a little bit cringeworthy, in my opinion, right? So please avoid that. When it comes to eating your soup, there's a dignified soup spoon, and you should actually be scooping away from you. This is kind of contrary to common sense because you think it's easier to kind of sip the soup towards you, but you actually scoop it away and then sip. And when you are kind of getting to the being done with the soup, you have to tilt the bowl away from you and then scoop from there. That's just how it's done, probably to minimize the messes. And speaking of making messes and reducing them and just trying to be as cleanly as possible, the way you eat your food really does matter, and what you do with your utensils matters as well. There are two typical eating styles. There's the American way and the continental way. So the continental way is where you hold your knife in your right hand and your fork in your left hand, and you cut with your knife and then eat with your left hand, right? You don't want to be stabbing your food with a fork, hoping to cut it. Use your knife. The other way is the American way, which is you still cut your food with your right hand, but you switch it off and you actually eat with your right hand as well. So you switch your fork from your left hand to the right hand after you're done eating. And in both cases too, if you're not using your knife at the point, at some point during eating, you do want to place it on the top of your plate, right? Because some people put it on the table or in strange positions or lean it, but the proper way is to put it on top of your plate. So it is kind of just right on top there with the sharp object pointing towards you of the knife. That's the clean way to do it. Please do it that way. Don't let your knife or fork be floating around on the table after you pick it up, because food particles will drag on and it just doesn't look clean. It looks very strange. So just avoid that. Okay, moving on. You'll notice that there are patterns in restaurants and waitstaff is usually trained in these. Sometimes they are not, however, which is strange. In most high-end restaurants, you will see that the manners are kind of more throughout and you'll catch them. For example, you're always going to be served from your left side and items will be removed from your right side. This is just common. It minimizes mess and situations like that. Also, when it comes to taking your order, the correct way is for the waitstaff to ask the women first, especially the elderly woman does go first. However, I feel like most places do ask the female first before any males of what they would like to order. But I've seen this in restaurants where when there's a large group of people and the waiter just asks at random, which is quite interesting. I'm quite old-fashioned, so to me, I feel as though the ladies should be served first, but I suppose it depends on culture and situations like that. Okay, now we've all had this situation happen where we accidentally drop our fork, our spoon, our knife, and it just goes to the floor, or worse, we accidentally spill our drink, ooh, and it makes a mess. So what do you do in that situation? If you're at a restaurant and you drop your utensil, please don't go reaching for it off the floor. It looks very strange in a restaurant. The waitstaff will help you with them when you point it out. And honestly, just think about it. It doesn't make too much sense because you're in a public place. The germ count is much higher than it would be at your own house, right? So if you drop something on the floor and let's say you do pick it up, what is your next step? Are you going to put it on the table? Because that is very not cleanly. There's food, there's other people's things, drinks on there. You really don't want to contaminate your table. And it's also going to be very awkward if you hold a dirty fork in your hand until the waitstaff approaches you. So if it falls in a restaurant, don't pick it up. If you spill a drink on the floor, don't start cleaning it. You'll probably ruin your outfit and it just looks very, very awkward and very flustered. That is why the waitstaff is there, is to help you in these types of situations and just tip them, right? Don't make it any more awkward than it has to be. Keep your cool, let them clean it up. This is different though if you are in someone else's home. If you have been invited to someone's home and you do spill something or drop something, do pick it up. You will notice that the host will come to your side to help you either get a new utensil, pick it up, or if you spilled something, do begin helping and cleaning it up. It is a sign of respect and the host is not the staff, right? So you want to help and respect the house you're in. So that's a little different when it gets to there. Now let's talk about our precious wine, our wine tasting, and how to properly hold a glass. People do this wrong as well, okay? So when you first get a glass of wine, perhaps you are tasting it. Usually a male orders the wine and he does a little taste test. The first thing I want to say, you're not tasting for the likability of the wine, especially when you already ordered a bottle and they opened a brand new bottle for you. You're tasting it to check the quality, to make sure there's nothing off with it, right? If you have an individual glass, you can taste a few of them and maybe two and see which one you like more. But please don't do this with a bottle. It's very rude, right? Unless the wine is spoiled. But you always need to hold the glass by the stem, whether you're tasting it or whether you are drinking it. because you will heat it up if you hold it by the kind of the actual glass. I know people like to do that because they think it makes them look more classy, but on the contrary, it really doesn't. Another misconception is people think that you have to continue to swirl the wine, and also that is very juvenile, and that's not what you should be doing. So avoid that as well, okay? So when you first get the glass with a tiny taste of it, first you have to kind of tilt it and observe it for color. Then you want to swirl it a little bit and observe again. You're not just swirling it for the sake of swirling it. There is a science behind it. You're looking for the kind of the gradient. When the wine goes down the glass, you are looking how high the sugar content is in it. That is the purpose of spinning the glass. Then you want to take a whiff of it to smell and kind of taste the aroma just by smell alone, because that opens up a lot and that shows a lot about of wine when you simply smell it. Please, with this step also, don't be dramatic and make loud sniffing sounds or something just crazy. That really is very, very juvenile. Be quiet and subtle about it. And then you want to take a little sip to really get the feel of the wine, and then you can drink it. That is the proper way of doing that. Now, we've talked about some of the physical things you should be doing, but if you know me, you know how much I value kind of the mental aspect of things. So I want to touch on that a little bit as well. I do this pretty much in several things I break down. But honestly, the way you act shows a lot about you, much, much more than you think. So you have to make sure that you act a certain way, how you want to be perceived and how you are. Let's go through some things. The first thing I want to mention is your posture. This says so much about you. It shows how you feel about yourself. It shows how you feel about other people, how comfortable you feel at a situation. If you're slouching down, no matter how amazing your dress is, how amazing the place is, how beautifully your makeup, your face, your hair looks, you will look not confident. And you always want to have that air of confidence as a strong, powerful, elegant, beautiful woman that you are. So make sure your shoulders are back, your spine is straight, and just have poise in the way you situate yourself, right? Really uphold manners. And manners doesn't just apply to the things I discuss, but manners in conversation, manners in the way you approach people, the way you talk to people, that's very, very important. And that, again, relates to your confidence and just to your knowledge, which you should have. And if you don't, that's okay. Everything is a learning process. Now, let's talk about something funny, and that is, do not come hungry to events. Hunger will show. You don't want to be kind of swarming towards food and just eating everything that's in sight. You will also have a difficult time focusing on any conversation that goes on and if something gets delayed. And plus, if you are having a drink before meal, that is a very quick way to intake alcohol much faster than you think, which could lead to unpleasant situations. So for that reason, really do control your hunger and eat a snack before going. Eat a small meal so you can actually enjoy the food and the event and the people and the conversation, because that's the reason you're there, not to eat, right? You should be enjoying everything. Now let's talk about the three no-nos. The three no-no-no, what you should not be doing at a dinner table. The first thing is kind of obvious, and that is no phones. You don't want to be that person that's taking selfies, filters, that's taking pictures of food with flash on, or taking pictures and making others feel uncomfortable that accidentally got into the shot. Do apply discretion in certain situations. Perhaps it's a more private event and nobody wants it posted on social media. You can do things discreetly when you're not in the middle of the conversation, but please, phones out. If you have an important thing, do let the people around you know, perhaps that you are expecting a phone call if you're close to the host, or just excuse yourself from the table and take a phone call. But don't be leaving your phone on the table for everyone to see, even if it is flipped the other way. Some people like to put the screen down and make it seem like they're not really interested, but it still shows that you're not really fully there, that you are waiting for something on your phone. So don't have it in your hand. Don't have it on the table. Put it away to your purse. And by the way, the second no is, do not put your purse on the table. That is very wrong. It looks strange. And again, it goes back to cleanliness. Some people really undermine the cleanliness aspect of things, but purses are not the cleanest thing, and you don't want it around your food because you can get anything from your purse to the food or vice versa. Put it in the table behind you. Oh, not on the table, I'm sorry. Put it on the chair in the back of you. Hang it on your chair. Maybe some places have a stool that you can put your purse on. You can hang it if there's a purse clip on the table, anything, but do not put it on the table, even if it's a wallet or a clutch. That is just strange. And then, my ladies, the last thing is our grooming and touch-ups. Absolutely do not do this at the table. Even if the meal is done, even if the meal is beginning, don't pull out your pocket mirror or your lipstick or your hairbrush or your perfume. None of that. Those activities are solely saved for your house, for your car, or for the restroom when others are not around. That is not something that should be done at the table. Grooming is not for the table. So that's going to sum it up for this episode of my Into a Milli Lady podcast. I hope that you got some tips in here. And remember, we should all strive for elegance, whether it's in our appearance and our mindset. And that is how we become strong and powerful women. I enjoyed talking to you about this so much. Do join my Facebook group, Into a Milli Lady, where we talk about money, woman, power, elegance, etiquette, everything you need to know. And find me on YouTube at Into a Milli Lady. It was great talking to you, and I will see you in the next episode.